Rise and Shine. I'm Gary Zimek, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Great to have you with us here on this Tuesday, March the 21st. Let's kick things off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for giving us another day. We thank you for the many blessings that you give to us. The blessing of your Son, Jesus. The blessing of the Holy Spirit. All of the various blessings in our lives. We lift up our families, our friends, our co-workers. We ask you to use us today, to use us to accomplish your work, whatever it may be. Wherever we go today, help us to remember that you are with us. We lift up our problems, anything that we have going on in our lives, anything that's stressing us out. We lift it up, we give it to you, Father in heaven. We ask you to handle it for us. We lift up those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, anyone battling addiction. We lift up our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you, Father, to speak through us today on the radio program. Give us the message that you wish proclaimed. Help us to get out of the way so your message can be proclaimed over the airwaves. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thanks so much for tuning into the program today. We have got a great show coming up in the program. Our friend Teresa Tamio will be joining us to talk about a new retreat that she will be leading along with her husband. Teresa is coming to town. She's coming to the Malvern Retreat House, and she's going to be talking about it. Danielle Bean will also join us to talk about her new book, You're Worth It. Specifically, I love this. We're going to be talking about the woman at the well. Coincidentally, we heard about her on Sunday at Mass. So this works out perfectly. One final thing I want to say is that, because I haven't had a chance to do this in a while, just to frame things where we are in Lent, Sunday was the third week of Lent. So we're making our way through Lent. Hopefully you're headed toward your best Lent ever. There are five Sundays in Lent. And then we have Palm Sunday, and of course we have Easter. So that lets you know where you are. We are making our way through it. Hope you're doing well. And you know, if you're struggling, send me an email, gary@holyspiritradio.org, and we will talk about it. Lent is the chance to grow closer to the Lord. And it's a great time of year. It's not just a time for misery and depression and being sad. Speaking of which,
hey.
My co-host, Mr. Dave Parker.
Thank you. An intro. I love that. Hey, one thing I want to say
here. I was a little fired up, brother.
Yeah. Hey, and I heard you had a great parish mission last night, second night of it?
Second out of four. Typically, I do three-nighters. This is a four-nighter, and it is at Holy Family Church in Sewell, New Jersey. Hey, before you go on, I just want to say something funny. There was a guy there last night who works in... He works in Levittown, I think.
Okay.
And he said, so, I really enjoyed you, and I was telling some of my friends about you who live in the area, and they said, oh, yeah, I listen to him every day. So,
oh, wow.
That's good. We have listeners.
Excellent. Hey, well, I was also going to say I love that opening prayer. I mean, I like the part about helping us proclaim the word over the air. That resonated with me.
Well, thank you.
More so than...
I want the Holy Spirit to inspire us. That's what we do here, Frank Elijah, right?
What more so than...
Well, I was going to... Let me define that.
Anything else he says?
Yeah, no, but that just struck me. It was a very good prayer.
Thank you, Dave.
It
was very nice. It was kind of funny the way it came out.
We need all the help we can get here, Frank.
Absolutely. Hey. But, you know, speaking of which, you know, we were speaking to a listener yesterday and absolutely just adores this show. So shout out to her.
So good to hear.
It was just a fun conversation Carolyn had with her.
Nice.
And so, you know, you do at least a handful of listeners, Gary.
That's right.
Oh, I knew that was going to... Wow. That was a softball. Look at that. Oh, here it comes.
Well, I guess the Lord is answering my prayer for an increased sense of humility. Yeah. So that's good. Hey, by the way, before I want to mention one more thing, speaking of retreats. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, I'm going to be leading a parish retreat right in the neighborhood at St. Robert Bellarmine in Warrington. After I get back from Erie, PA, provided I'd survive Erie, Pennsylvania, Dave Parker.
Yeah. There's only going to be a blizzard. No, I'm just kidding.
But I'm really looking forward to that. So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
So you get to spend the whole day up this neck of the woods.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you're going to be fired up, especially because you're going to be hanging out for a while with Father Larry.
Yeah,
right?
I hope I survive that because
that's the storm. I don't know about anything else.
I know. But this is going to be a good retreat. Pray, hope, and don't worry. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday at St. Robert Bellarmine. Frank Eliason, we had a big day yesterday talking about Holy Spirit Radio, the 18th anniversary on the air.
It's an all-week celebration.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that is something to really, really to get excited about. But in our zeal to talk about Holy Spirit Radio, which is fantastic that we've been on the air for 18 years, we forgot to mention another big event yesterday. It was also the Solemnity of St. Joseph. But there's something we forgot. Yesterday was the first day of spring.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
We didn't mention that.
Exactly.
Well, the problem is you have all that snow on the ground still out there. It just doesn't feel it yet. But it's getting
The snow is going away. Yeah, come on. Look on the bright side of things, you know.
It's a great time of year. It's time for renewal. And, you know, Lent fits right into exactly that and renew ourselves. So, but the other thing is, one of the things today on the air, so if people are listening, you know, this past Sunday we played Tales of Our Trials of St. Patrick, which is kind of a dramatic representation, kind of like that old time radio feel.
I love that.
And you know, so we're replaying it today at 4:30. So if you missed it on Sunday, you can actually re-listen to it today at 4:30, and we'll do that each week during this 8-session or 8-episode. Event.
As I was driving somewhere, I turned on Holy Spirit Radio, and I heard this. I'm thinking, oh, he said, oh yeah, that's right. So I got the last 10 minutes. So
it's
really
interesting, isn't it?
It
draws you in. It really gets your imagination going, gets you really thinking.
Yeah.
Yet it's done in
an entertaining
way.
Saying, when did that start? Now
it just started this past Sunday. Yeah. It's okay if you missed it. Replay today at 4:30. I suggest everybody listen to it. It's just powerful.
And it was awesome.
It's really good radio. Mm-hmm.
And that's something different. I've always been a fan of old-time radio, and especially now that we have Catholic old-time radio. How cool is that?
It's really cool. What's really funny, though, is when I was in seventh grade, I did a whole project and a huge speech on radio and the history of radio. Believe it or not, it's kind of funny sitting here that I did that. And, you know, I was always addicted to old-time radio because different than TV, you have to use your imagination. You have to envision it. Mm-hmm. And it can be extraordinarily powerful to put you in that place where TV really takes you out of maybe where you are, but it doesn't put you anywhere. It just is an escape. Where I find old-time radio, because you have to use your imagination. Well,
and I was going to say, are we going to have any of those old-time radio sound effects?
They have that in there a little bit, and to some extent, not to the...
I mean, we can import them into the
probably
station here.
Done a little bit more sophisticated back then, because old-time radio, the way they would do it is like, literally, I need to make a chime or
a
window creak. I'd bring a fake window in and make a creak. but basically, it really just something very dramatic, but it's also just different than you would normally listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what a great way to evangelize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe if someone who, is on the faith, or on the fence, have them listen to something like that. It's not listening to someone dictate to you. Mm-hmm. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
Yet it's a story. It's a true story.
Very good. Yes. And that time again is?
4:30 today.
4:30 today. Mm-hmm. Let's check it out. Time for the gospel, boys. Get ready. Jesus is going to be tough on us today.
Okay. Comes about him sitting.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is the thing with these Lenten Gospels. The message is tough. We need this, though. Matthew 18, verse 21 through 35. Peter approached Jesus, and he asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, "Pay back what you owe." Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he had him put into prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" Then in his anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. "So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." Now, I ask you this. Who is that person who you need to forgive today? That is an incredibly tough message.
That is
we can't
tough.
We can't wiggle our way out of this one.
No, I just love that verse. And ultimately, you know, in this world, it's so easy to kind of put judgment on others. It's so much harder to actually forgive. And, you know, we sometimes even think about from this personal perspective, but sometimes it's even bigger than that.
Yeah.
You know, who can you forgive today? Who can you, you know, turn a different and show love to? You know, this has always been the message of Jesus.
Absolutely. And again, it's how he when he was in the hot seat and he begged for forgiveness, and then he turns right around and becomes hypocritical.
Isn't that amazing, Dave?
Yeah, it is. I mean, how often, well, have I been that way? Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Me too. Yeah. And it's probably going to happen today to that guy who cuts me off in traffic or...
Exactly.
You know?
Well, you
and
leave
I
ahead
do
of
it.
Me, all right?
but it's there. I mean, we can't deny the words. It's very clear. And when Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer, what did he say? "Forgive us our trespasses, Father, as we forgive those who trespass against us." In other words, forgive me to the extent I forgive others.
Yeah. And well, sometimes we have such a short memory sometimes, you know, when it suits
sometimes
us.
Sometimes the easy path. I mean, to be angry at that person in front of you that cut you off, to be angry at whomever or, you know, be upset by it. It's easy. Forgive's hard.
Yep. But we have to do it. So ask for the grace to be able to do it, and you'll see the Lord's going to give you the grace. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be joined by our friend Teresa Tomeo, and she's going to be talking about her upcoming retreat. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for March 21st. Today we celebrate Blessed John of Parma. 2 decades after the death of Francis of Assisi, the reforms and simple living he had called for were at risk. Enter Blessed John of Parma, who served as the 7th Minister General of the Franciscans. Born in 1209, John was trained as a philosophy professor before entering the Franciscans and being ordained to the priesthood. In 1245, he met and left a deep impression on Pope Innocent IV. 2 years later, when the Franciscans were electing a new minister general, Pope Innocent remembered Father John and held him up as the man best qualified for the office. The surviving followers of St. Francis were pleased with John's election, confident that he would call for a return to the spirit of poverty and humility so evident in the early days of the order. As minister general, John of Parma traveled on foot to almost every Franciscan friary in existence. Sometimes he would arrive and not be recognized, remaining there for a number of days to test the true spirit of the brothers. After 10 years in leadership, John retired to a hermitage at Greccio, where he lived to age 80. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Singing, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sins. Let his lips touch our garment. Keep on singing, yo, yeah. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Children, Jesus loved me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I love him when I die,
and that was Jesus Loves Me by Aaron Neville. What a great message.
That was
great,
so sweet.
Great way to start your day. Boy, it doesn't
yeah.
get any better than that.
Absolutely.
Jesus Loves Me by Aaron Neville. I'm Gary Zimek along with Dave Parker. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Right now, the time is 7:19. We are blessed to be joined on a regular basis on this show by our friend, Catholic speaker, author, radio host. She's all over the place, Teresa Tomeo. Teresa is with us once again to share some really good news. She's coming to the area, and we're going to talk about it. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Hey, Gary. I'm all over the place.
You are. How's that? How's that? You can quote me on that.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like my mind's all over the place, too. I'm going in 17 different directions. How are you? Happy spring.
Happy spring. You know, it's funny. We were talking on the show earlier today. We forgot to mention it on the program yesterday because, Teresa, you know what? Yesterday, we celebrated the 18th anniversary on the air for Holy Spirit Radio.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. 18 years. It's incredible. It's incredible. Hey, Teresa, you know, I do want to talk about this upcoming retreat. You are coming to the area, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you before that, we're 3 weeks into Lent. How's your Lent going so far?
I would say, to be perfectly honest, it's okay. Mm. It's not going greatly. I have been so busy preparing for some events, and I've got a new book coming out, as you know, that it's gotten away from me a little bit. And I want to say that and be honest, first of all, because we can't lie because we're Catholic, and we're also we have to go to confession. but also to let people know that you can always start over. So I was glad for this third week of Lent to begin I can kind of pick myself up. And I really wanted to back off, and I'm doing okay but not great. Mm-hmm. I'm watching so much news because I have to be informed in order to host a two-hour talk show every day and cover the issues, and especially healthcare as it relates to Catholics and all these things. But I tend to be a news junkie, and I've been watching still way too much of it. And I really want to be more like my husband. I'm getting to heaven on his coattails, I swear. He's amazing. My husband, the deacon. Yeah. You know, he has started that 90-day challenge that's out there. I forget what it's called. I think it's called the Nineveh Challenge. I'm trying to remember. But it's for men. Right. And it's very, very good in terms of really restricting any type of media exposure. The only time you can watch TV, and, of course, only, you know, decent things, not anything, obviously, offensive. Mm-hmm. But every night he is... in the living room with his, he does the office anyway as a deacon, but he's reading, he's writing homilies, and here I am sitting there watching the news shows and screaming at the TV, so I'm really...
That's like me, Gary.
That was one of my goals, is to wean myself off of some of this news, because it's very upsetting. It's just the lies. The thing that affects me so much, this is what my husband told me this morning, even before I did this interview, he said, you know, you've got to back away from it. He said, because you're so... vested in terms of my commitment to fair and honest media, that it just upsets my peace at times. So just to let people know that even those of us who are in ministry full-time have challenges, you know?
And I'm so glad, Teresa, you're so transparent. And that's helpful because somebody out there is saying, hey, my Lent, I'm struggling with my Lent too, but so is Teresa. Here's the thing, though. You're not giving up. You're not hopeless. You're not falling into despair. You're saying, okay, I'm just going to make the best use of the remaining days that we have of Lent and try to make it still my best Lent ever.
Right. Well, it says, St. Teresa of Avila had a saying to her sisters when they came out of confession, begin again, begin again.
Yep.
So that's what we say every day. We begin again.
That's right. Well, so glad to hear you say that. But I get it. I get what you're saying about the challenge. I struggle with this, too. I'm leading the third of my four parish missions this Lent, running all over.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's
but sometimes you and I have talked about this. There's an internal element to our ministry as well as the external.
Right.
It's very easy for me to just go tell everybody, grow close to Jesus, and fall away from him myself. I've got to be really careful that doesn't happen.
Well, I think we have to realize it right now, and I have been doing a lot of praying about this and really reflecting. I really think that the fact that we are entering into soon the 100th anniversary of Fatima, I think we're seeing a lot of what our Blessed Mother told the children, that what was going to happen. We're seeing this come to fruition. I've never seen, and this is the other thing that I really have to pray about and remember, that God is always in charge and he has an ultimate plan for everything. I've never seen so much evil exposed at once. One of my friends, devout Catholic sister in the Lord, Vanessa Denhagarma, who fills in for me occasionally, she's a Chaldean sister, she sent me an article last night, a horrible article about the latest push for the transgender agenda, and said to me, I couldn't sleep. She said, I'm raising a child in this society. It's gotten so crazy. But at the same time, I think what's happening, and this is what gives me peace in the midst of all this craziness, is that all the evil is being revealed like never before. The devil is very agitated, and so all of this is being exposed. The good news is I've never seen Planned Parenthood trying so hard to defend themselves every which way Sunday. And I've never seen so much unrest, but also so much being revealed about what's happening in our culture and how far we've gone. So in a way, it's good, because the more that this happens, the more people are realizing how nuts the world is. And I think that will turn a lot of people to the Lord. If not that, they'll realize that, you know, what Catholics have been saying about the natural law is true. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of good in that. But it can And again, I struggle with this all the time. It can disturb your peace. My rock in terms of knowing that I'm the daughter of the king, but it can get you agitated and get you off track. So I just want to encourage people that even those of us in media who do this full time, who write books and speak, if we were saying that everything was going perfectly and that we're all that in the bag of chips spiritually, then that I really think we have to be more transparent. I don't think
I
there's
agree.
Enough of us out there. And you're like this, too. You talk about having issues with worrying. And, this is why people, your message resonates so much, because people are saying, oh, my goodness, I'm not the only one.
That's right.
We all struggle.
That's
And if the great saints, if you read anything written, for example, by my favorite, St. Teresa of Avila, I mean, she was always struggling during prayer. She was always struggling with concentration. Right. Now, she is considered one of the, if not the greatest, mystics, right? I mean, she was a doctor of the church because of her spiritual writing. So if she struggled, and we're up there as Catholic talk show hosts and speakers saying that everything's hunky-dory, then it's ridiculous. It's just not real. It's not true. So here's the third week of Lent, and I'm beginning again. Thank you very much.
There you go. Okay. So, okay, let's put the transparency aside for a minute. We're going to run out of Teresa, I love talking to you, but we always talk so much we run out of time. I want to make sure we hit on this retreat. Coming up June 23rd through the 25th at the Malvern Retreat House.
Yep.
Teresa Tomeo and Deacon Dominic are coming to town.
Yes, and I'm so excited about this because I get to speak with my husband, and he's got such a great speaking style, and he's so down to earth, and he's got such a dry sense of humor. And to see the two of us together, it's really fun. But we're basing it on my new book that's coming out in May. It's called Beyond Sunday, An Adventure and Faith.
Okay.
But that's the title of the book. But the retreat is called Beyond Sunday, Bringing God into Everyday Relationships. And what we're really going to concentrate on is speaking with the wonderful folks at the Malvern Retreat House is healing and dealing with broken situations, as well as encouraging relationships. We're going to do a lot on encouraging married couples. We're going to do a lot on family situations. I have heard from so many people in this last year, especially since the election, that families have fallen apart, friendships have fallen apart.
How
do you live and maintain love for someone and pray for them, even if you're out of touch with them? How do you deal with broken relationships and be a faithful Catholic? How do you deal with the hurt? How do you decide, do I reach out, do I not reach out, do I just pray for the person? We're going to be talking about all of that. I'm going to have a presentation on the media influence and how not to be catechized by the culture. We're going to give our marriage testimony. There's going to be a lot going on. There'll be time for reflection, lots of prayer. Plus, it's such a beautiful setting at the Malvern Retreat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And this is going to be awesome. And I encourage you, if you're interested, to sign up now. You can go to malvernretreat.com. Teresa, this could be a sellout.
Well, we're hoping, and we're opening it up, actually, to around the country, and I'm hoping to come back on maybe in a couple of weeks with my husband to talk about it as well.
So you guys are definitely going to come back on, and we're going to start running PSAs for the retreats, too.
Yes, so. I'm going to record a PSA for you, and you're very gracious in helping us, but I really want to fill the place. I think they can hold up to 400 people.
Yes, they can.
So come with a friend, come with a spouse, come by yourself.
That's
it's
right.
going to be great. We're going to talk about all kinds of important things. How do you deal with life? Like what we're going through right now with all the craziness. How do we deal with it? How do we bring God into our every single day situations?
That's right. Well, Teresa, we are just about out of time, believe it or not. I want to thank you for joining us. I know you're busy. You're going to be on the air here shortly at 9 a.m. on Holy Spirit Radio with Catholic Connection.
Yep,
so,
sure am.
Hey, thanks for always making the time. TeresaTomeo.com is the place to go to follow you.
Yeah, that's it, TeresaTomeo.com. My Facebook page is now up to almost 25,000 followers, which is
awesome.
Facebook/Mrs. Teresa Tomeo.
You are great, Teresa. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You too, Gary. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
See you later. That was our friend Teresa Tomeo. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Danielle Bean. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. It's round two today of the Supreme Court versus the Senate Judiciary Committee. Judge Neil Gorsuch faces hours of questioning from senators as frustrated Democrats are determined to press him on everything from abortion and guns to his independence from President Trump. Republicans are unanimously supporting Gorsuch, meanwhile. Democrats say they will not rubber stamp the nominee. Meanwhile, Democrats are also enraged at FBI Director James Comey after he testified that the Bureau has been quietly investigating possible links between associates of President Trump and Russian officials since the summer. While Comey disclosed during the campaign that he was continuing the Hillary Clinton email probe, he didn't say anything about the Russia questions. Democrats say it looks like a double standard was applied. And Pope Francis asked forgiveness for the, quote, sins and failings of the church and its members during Rwanda's 1994 genocide, and told Rwanda's president yesterday that he hoped his apology would help the country heal. A Vatican statement followed an official apology issued last year by Rwanda's Catholic bishops. The communique from the Holy See said, quote, the Pope also expressed the desire that this humble recognition of the failings of that period, which unfortunately disfigured the face of the church, may contribute to a purification of memory and may promote, in hope and renewed trust, a future of peace, witnessing to the concrete possibility of living and working together once the dignity of the human person and the common good are put at the center, end quote. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zims telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
You are listening to
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Inside her Howard Beach, New York apartment the night of Hurricane Sandy, Aura Marina Meza was met by a powerful rush of icy water so high that it covered her kitchen stove. Her apartment and possessions were destroyed. Thankfully, Meza's family and friends have given her material and emotional support, and her son moved her into his Long Island home until her apartment can be renovated. Though she lost everything, Meza remains positive. She told the Daily News, "Sometimes I get depressed, but God made me strong, and my children are taking care of me. If God takes away all the things I had, it's because He is going to bring better things to me. I don't look back. I have to look to the future. I am going to fly like the eagle." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Can't add a single day by worrying.
about the sparrow. If he can hold.
And that was Sparrows by Jason Gray. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Time right now is 7:35. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast for the Philadelphia area. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, it's 43 degrees. Today we're going to have scattered showers, mainly before 8 a.m., then mostly cloudy with a high near 59 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 35. Wednesday, it's going to be sunny, but it will be cooler. We'll have a high near 40 degrees tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to the program. It's our pleasure to be with you here each day and get your day started off in the right way. Danielle Bean is publisher and editor-in-chief of Catholic Digest. She's the creator and host of The Gist, a weekly Catholic women's television talk show. She's the author of several books, including her latest, You're Worth It. She is here today to talk about a story from that book. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Gary?
I'm great. Always great when you're here, Danielle.
Oh, I'm happy to be here with you.
Well, you know what? I am excited today. We're looking at this book, which is a fantastic book. I'm glad that you agreed to be a regular guest on the program to talk about it. You were on with us last month, and I said, we have to do more because this book, You're Worth It, is so good. And it really tells the story. What a great message, first of all. But in the book, you tell of various women who encountered Jesus in the pages of the Bible. And I said, well, let's just go through it and talk about some of them. Coincidentally enough, and I love when the Holy Spirit operates like this, the very first encounter in the book is the woman at the well. We just heard about her on Sunday.
Right.
Great story.
Right. I was thinking of you.
That's right. Yeah, isn't that great? I say, well, this is perfect. Danielle's going to be on. She's going to be talking about this. We've all heard this story so many times. What's the significance, Danielle, in the fact that she was a Samaritan woman? What's special
right.
about that?
You know, yeah, and you know, what I try to highlight in the book, especially with regard to this story, is that this woman is an outsider.
Yeah.
Even among her own people who are rejected and shunned by the Jews, she's an outsider even among them, that she was going to the well to draw water in the middle of the day so that she wouldn't have any awkward social encounters.
Wow.
She felt, you know, she felt rejected even in her own community.
Mm-hmm.
And yet this is who Jesus picks. You know, three strikes against her. She's a woman. She's a Samaritan. She's a sinner.
Wow.
No respectable Jew should be talking to her. You know, forget about it. And yet this is who Jesus seeks out, who he chooses, who he pulls out from the crowd and treats in this very special and dignified way. This is who he chooses to reveal himself to,
wow,
who he is as the Messiah, which is a deeply significant event. You know, where Jesus with his disciples, he's traveling along with his friends, and sometimes you read their conversations in Scripture, and you can't believe how frustratingly vague Jesus is to their very direct questions about who he is, what his mission is, what are you doing here, you know, what's the plan? And yet to this woman, he seeks her out, he pulls her out, and he spotlights her in this beautiful way that really speaks to the dignity of every woman, I think, because he's rejecting the cultural idea that he needed to shun this woman because of the various labels. And, you know, Gary, I think a lot of times the labels that kind of come between us and God are the ones we put on ourselves. We say, I'm a sinner. I did this. I'm divorced. I had an abortion. I am an addict, or whatever, you know, whatever kind of label we tend to put on ourselves. I think this woman speaks hope to every one of us that Jesus doesn't care about those labels, and he's outside of time, and he's loving us deeply, fully, and intimately right where we are.
Absolutely, and I think it's very interesting that he reaches out to her in the midst of her daily routine, and he could do the same thing with us, correct?
Absolutely, and that's just another beautiful little detail. And, you know, I love that Scripture is so so deep that you can read it 100 times, and you can read it 100 different ways those 100 different times. Something mm-hmm. different is going to stand out to you. And that's a beautiful little detail, the fact that Jesus was waiting for her at that well. He knew she would be coming. He was waiting for her right there in the middle of, you know, think of the drudgery that a woman goes yeah. through to provide food and drink for her family. That's, you know, every woman can relate to that and how mundane those tasks are. Well, that's what this woman was doing. She was getting water for her family.
Right.
And there was Jesus lying there waiting for her right there in her everydayness. Jesus comes to us where we are. I think that really speaks volumes to every one of us, that he's waiting to encounter us, mm-hmm. and he's right there in the mundane, in the little details of our everydayness.
And I think sometimes we lose sight of that fact. We lose sight of the fact that he's with us as we're struggling through our day-to-day routines. Danielle, there's one other, I guess, a lack of a detail that I think that might be very significant. The fact of the matter is, this woman is not named. Do you think there's any significance to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's another beautiful detail, because look how long this passage is. Look how significant this conversation is.
Yeah.
And nobody thought to tell us this woman's name, you know?
Hmm.
How interesting. And, you know, repeatedly refers to her as the woman. And I think that that really signifies the idea that she, of course, was an individual in time, and she's a real person. And yet, at the same time, she's representative of every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
She stands in for every woman in the story, every woman.
Wow.
Jesus is speaking to every woman when he speaks those words of healing and forgiveness, hope and love to this woman.
Yeah, and if we look at the way this story plays out, it's really a conversion story, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, like we said, this woman obviously was a sinner. Jesus
right.
knows her sins. He tells her her sins.
Oh, he sure does.
In a way that must have blown her mind, like, who on earth am I talking to? And yet I find it so refreshing, the fact that Jesus, you know, in our culture we might tend to sweep sin under the rug or brush it off, no big deal, you know, oh, that's not, you
right.
know, that's not a problem, or that's not really a sin. Jesus doesn't do that. He doesn't hit her over the head with her sin. He doesn't tell her she's unworthy and she can't be saved because of her sin or beyond hope. But he's very matter-of-fact about the fact that she did sin, that these things are wrong, and he recognizes her brokenness. He recognizes her wound there that she's inflicted upon herself in many ways. And that's what's really important, I think, because we don't do ourselves or anybody else any favors when we diminish the destructive power of sin.
I agree. And it's just such an important thing to recognize, the fact that Jesus isn't denying that she's a sinner, as you said, but he's calling her to greater things. And as we see, as she gets to know him better and find out more about him, eventually she's running around telling other people about him. That's what happens when we have that encounter with Jesus, right?
That's right. And I also love the detail of when she ran, she left her water jar.
Yeah.
She completely abandoned everything that she
Amazing.
Was about that day, everything that had, you know, distracted her from Jesus previously. And just leaves it there and runs off because she's a new woman and she's on a new mission. Come see a man who told me everything that I've done. Here's a woman that went from hiding from people inside of her own community, you know, out of denial of her sin, out of not wanting to acknowledge her sin, but then running to the streets to those very same people in full acknowledgement of her sinfulness and
right.
calling them to come meet Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, she forgot about it. At that point, it didn't matter to her. She just wanted to share him with others, which, as you know, this is what happens when we have this encounter with Jesus Christ. Danielle, this is such a great book. You're worth it. It's available at dynamiccatholic.com. Is that correct?
Yes, and at Amazon, and you can go to my website as well to get the link, daniellebean.com.
And you're doing a retreat based on this book, a You're Worth It retreat. You're going around the country doing it. How's that going?
It's going beautifully. You know, I think women are hungry for the message of this book because, you know, the retreat is based on the themes of the book, You're Worth It, talking to women about their dignity and their value and about Jesus' unique personal love for each of them. It's something so basic that sometimes we forget to reflect upon it and we can take it for granted
yeah.
or not fully recognize the significance of it. So I think women need to come together, and we have a unique power to build each other up, encourage one another in our faith lives. And that's just what happens at these retreats, that we come together as sisters in Christ and we remind each other of our value and our worth.
It's such an important thing. A great message. I love the message, because more and more women need to hear about that you are worth it. Because a lot of times there's the lies of the world. We often hear that, well, you're not worth it. You're a sinner. Right. God doesn't care about you. But he does. Obviously, he cares. When we look at the stories, some of these stories in the book, we realize he really does care.
Absolutely, and it's such a deep and personal love. There's such beauty there and such depth and richness there and so much joy to be had. You know, that peace and fulfillment we're all longing for, mm-hmm. it's inside of that relationship with our Creator. So we're all called to that. So this book is a reminder of the value of that relationship.
And I highly recommend it. It's an excellent book. You can find out more at daniellebean.com as well as to find out about the retreat. Danielle, I know you're really busy, and I really appreciate you taking time to be on the program. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Gary. It's been a joy talking with you.
I always get fired up when you're on, Danielle. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. That was Danielle Bean. We were talking about her new book, You're Worth It, available at dynamiccatholic.com, available at daniellebean.com, available at Amazon. Check her out on the internet. Find out about that You're Worth It retreat. It is definitely worth your time. Man, this has been a great show. We've had some great guests on the program today, and we're not done yet, because in just a few seconds, we're going to switch it over to our buddy Matthew Kelly for our daily Best Lent Ever segment. And then when we come back from that, we've got the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Dave Parker,
yes.
There's just not enough time in the hour.
No, I'm sitting here just taking it all in, and it's so wonderful.
I love some of these guests
absolutely.
We have, right? We have great guests on the program.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned. Matthew Kelly, another song, and then we'll be back with the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Don't go anywhere.
Here for this is why we stay.
This is the audio from today's Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection featuring Matthew Kelly.
When you look at people who are successful at anything, they have great habits. You know, you often hear people say, well, the secret to my success was this, or the secret to my success was that. But the reality is, when you dive in, when you really get deep into the daily lives of people who are phenomenally successful, what you discover is they have these habits that are just rocks in their lives, that keep them grounded, that keep them anchored. When things get tough, when things get great, these things keep them grounded. If you look at the lives of the saints, you find exactly the same thing. The saints, they had these habits that were just sort of boulders in their day, boulders in their lives. They kept them grounded. They kept them anchored. And they were not extraordinary habits. They were very, very, very ordinary habits. You think about the habit of daily prayer. It's an ordinary habit for a saint. There's not a saint in the history of the world that didn't have a habit of daily prayer. It's a really ordinary habit. But when it's placed in our lives as an anchor, when it's placed in our lives as sort of an immovable object in every day, it becomes phenomenally powerful. You've got good habits, you've got bad habits. Sometimes we get obsessed with a bad habit. I think particularly when we start trying to grow spiritually, when we start assessing our lives and our character spiritually, we often, most of us, come to some bad habits that we realize, wow, these habits have got to go. They've got to get kicked out of my life. And I think the amateur mistake is to focus on that bad habit. And in many real ways, whatever we focus on tends to grow in our lives. So the more we focus on it, the more we obsess about it, you know, the harder and harder it is to get rid of that bad habit. Okay, yes, that's a bad habit, but let's crowd it out of your life. Let's place new good habits in your life and crowd that bad habit out of your life so it has no space in your life to live. Whether you feel like you need to grow a great habit or whether you feel like you need to get rid of a bad habit, I think you have to say, okay, what habits do I have to create to crowd that bad habit out of my life? And maybe the good habit is the one, but chances are there's a lot of little good habits needed to crowd a big bad habit out of your life. And we all have them. You know, you've got your thing, I've got my thing, the things we struggle with. And sometimes we can be on a great path, sometimes we can be in a fabulous season in our lives. And in that season, you know, we tend to be able to overcome, you know, that bad habit, that central bad habit of our lives. But then seasons change. And, you know, we do experience a storm in our life, or we do experience uncertainty in our life. And it's very easy in those times for those bad habits to rear their ugly head and to have a place again in our lives. But make no mistake, our lives do change when our habits change. If you have not been in the habit of praying daily, and you take 10 minutes a day, every day, for the next 60 days, 100 days, it's going to change your life. So how is it that you want your life to be different this year? How is it do you feel God is calling you to be different as a person of character and virtue? And then reverse engineer it. You know, ask yourself, okay, what sort of great habits would that person have? If I was that very best version of myself, what would be my daily habits, my weekly habits, my monthly habits, my annual habits? You know, a lot of great spiritual heroes had that, an annual habit of going away on retreat or going away on pilgrimage. So it's not just the things we do daily, but to create this ritual, this rhythm, these very powerful, powerful routines of habit in our lives, over time becomes incredibly powerful. It's like the ocean. You know, you see a huge rock face at the ocean, and you ask the question, over time, who's going to win? Yeah, the rock face, it looks strong, right? It looks powerful. It looks immovable. But over time, the ocean's going to win. In fact, the ocean is winning. If you go back and you look at where that rock face was even 10 years ago, you realize, wow, the ocean's winning. It might take a long time, but the ocean's going to win. And habits, it's like that. It's just like that steady in and out of the ocean, just breaking down whatever the rocks and barriers and obstacles are in our lives.
That was Matthew Kelly with Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection. You can experience your best Lent ever by signing up for Dynamic Catholic's free video-based program by going to bestlentever.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Semak.
Yeah.
That was Carry Me by Audrey Assad. If you're struggling today, turn to the Lord. Say, Lord, carry me today, and he will. Your Be Not Afraid Bible verse for the day comes from Daniel 3:89. Give thanks to the Lord who is good, whose mercy endures forever. The Lord is merciful. No matter how many times you mess up, he will forgive you. But remember what Jesus said in that gospel today. He'll forgive you to the extent you forgive others. You need mercy from the Lord, you better show mercy to those around you. Great message. That's your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Before we close out the program, I want to call attention to this press release I got from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Archbishop Charles Chaput will be the principal celebrant and the homilist at the 20th annual Cultural Heritage Mass. In this Mass will be featured participation from groups representing approximately 29 different national, ethnic, and or Eastern Catholic Church traditions. It's going to be taking place Saturday, this coming Saturday, March 25th at 1:30. The procession begins at 1:30 p.m. The Mass is at 2 p.m. at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Philadelphia. So please keep that in mind. Dave and Frank, another good show.
Very good. Great guests, you know. And Frank's our third guest here, kind of.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
He's always welcome.
I'm full of words today.
Hey, you know what's funny? We talked about yesterday being the first day of spring, and I didn't remember it until I was driving home and passed Dairy Queen, and there was a sign, free ice cream today, and I said, oh, it's the first day of spring.
All my friends sharing the pictures at Rita's Water Ice and at Dairy Queen, and I was jealous, and I never did go yesterday.
Barb took our grandson Timmy there, so. To
I
our
saw
local
Timmy's
Rita's.
Picture there on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you saw that one?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of many that I saw.
Yeah. Okay. So on behalf of everybody here at the station, we apologize for not alerting you to the fact that you could get free water, ice, and ice cream yesterday. We'll try to do better next spring. How's that? Like Teresa Tomeo said, hey, sometimes we have to admit we mess up. So therefore, we're sorry. Let's close with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, may your grace not forsake us, we pray, but make us dedicated to your holy service and at all times obtain for us your help. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, amen. And of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thanks for starting your morning off with us. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by author Eric Sammons, who will be talking about his new book, on the old evangelization. Ooh. How's that?
Wow.
He's going to talk about evangelization the way Jesus did it. This is a new book from Catholic Answers.
Wow.
So this is going to be interesting.
Be prepared, huh?
That's right. We hear so much about the new evangelization, but how about the old evangelization?
That's a great topic.
That's a catchy topic, isn't it?
It is.
So we're going to have Eric on the program. Thursday on the show, Pat Gohn will be here with us to talk about her new book, All In. Lots of good things coming up on Spirit in the Morning. Wherever you go today, whatever you do, remember, the Lord's right there with you. Turn around and say hi. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.